الثلاثين صلاة الثورة على الحق من الطريق وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ونتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla he brought us back here tonight. Alhamdulillah for this Mubarak gathering and to talk about the du'as of the Quran and the tafsir of the Quran. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Throughout the month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, we've been continuing the series and we're almost done. May Allah accept it, allow us to complete, inshallah ta'ala. Yesterday we had a Yusuf program, mashallah. So I hope that went well, inshallah. May Allah accept it from everyone, Ya Rahman Rahim. Today, inshallah, one of the du'as I wanted to cover was the du'a in Surah Al-Tahrim. In Surah Al-Tahrim, it's a du'a that we make quite commonly, and it's a beautiful du'a, actually. One of the more beautiful du'as, it's actually the du'a of the people of Jannah, which is something that a person should really consider in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Rasulullah ﷺ said that in the month of Ramadan, you should ask Allah ta'ala for more for Jannah, and you should ask Allah ta'ala for protection from the fire. And in Surah Al-Tahrim, Allah Ta'ala talks about this part. He says, "Ya ayyuhallazina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." He says, "All those who believe, save yourselves and save your family from the fire Jahannam. Waquduha an-nas wal hijara." You know, the fuel of the fire, the thing that keeps the fire alive. In this world, you use oil, right? Or you use maybe like gas or even like electric, right? You put this stuff on and the fire lights up, right? And it stays lit for a certain amount of time. Whereas the fire Jahannam is lit by people. The human beings are the fire. The fuel for the fire of Jahannam. Wal hijara, and the stones, meaning the idols that people used to worship, they'll also be put into the fire. Alayha malaikatun ghiladun shidad. Allah says that there are tremendous, stern, and aggressive angels that are upon Jahannam to take care of it. La ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum. They don't disobey Allah what He commands them. Wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. They do everything that Allah says for them to do. Hearing this, the main reason that a person needs to understand is that you have to understand in life we have consequences. You know, the guna, the haram that we tell people to avoid, to tell you to eat halal and not go to riba and not do these types of things, right? They have a punishment that's connected to them, brothers and sisters in Islam. And we don't consider the punishment. If we were to consider how big Jahannam is and how terrifying it is, I tell you, subhanAllah, a person even seeing it one time, their whole life would have been changed, right? You would never live the same type of life anymore. Even a person would come from the qabr. Imagine seeing the adab of the qabr, seeing what happens in the grave. When you look at that, would you ever think life could be the same for you? This is the thing, right? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you've seen, if you were to see what I saw, you would have cried more, you would have laughed less. Rasulullah was telling people. So this is what happens when a person reads about these things. Someone said that when Jahannam was mentioned in the Quran, and we know it's for the kafirin, what am I supposed to feel? You said, make dua that Allah keeps you on iman. You know, subhanAllah, to ask, beg Allah, Ya Allah, I don't want to go near this fire. I can't even imagine looking at it. Ya Allah, save me from that, right? Allah, to save yourself and save your families. This is amana. Keep this in mind. You're living in this country. You must save your children. Don't give them that opportunity to find some kafir friend to ruin their life and destroy them. They won't even realize how bad they're destroyed. This is the thing, right? A person will find a person of bay iman or bay haya or whoever they are. And then what happens? They stay with that person's company. They lose everything because of it. You must, I must ensure, inshallah ta'ala, try your best to save your children as much as you can. Then Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina kafaru la ta'taziru al-yawm. Allah, this is the only time Allah addresses the kafir throughout the entire Quran. The only time in the Quran. Allah says, oh, those who disbelieve, don't make excuses today. Can you imagine that? The only time Allah talks to the kafir directly, says, Ya ayyuhallazina kafaru, is on the day of judgment. Allah says, don't make excuses today. Innama tujzauna ma kuntum ta'malu. You're only given what you did anyways. This is what you got, this is what you deserve. May Allah save and protect us. Then Allah Ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, how do you save yourself? How do you save yourself, right? This is what everyone wants to know. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Allah says, oh, those who believe, make such a beautiful tawbah to Allah. Make a nasuh tawbah. What is nasuh tawbah? The word nasaha in Arabic, so you all can understand. Nasiha, right? Nasiha, right? It is something that, subhanAllah, when you see something ripped, and it's such a beautiful garment, like a really nice jubba, and you see like it's a little torn on the side, you say, been put together. So then what does the person do? They go and say, let me get to the tailor, or they bring it to their family and says, could you please sew this up together? And then what do? They work on it and they work on it, right? And you say, it's such a beautiful, right? And subhanAllah, the clothing itself, the material is so good.
You can't even imagine, subhanAllah, I use this much money to buy it. Obviously, I'm going to fix it no matter what it takes, right? So the clothing, the fabric is so good, and you're going to do your utmost best to sew it back together. That is nasuha. That, Ya Allah, I ripped up my relationship with you. My whole life, I destroyed it. I mean, but ba'd of it, you gave me everything. And Ya Allah, I ruined my life through sins and guna. Now, what tawbah I'm going to make is that I'm going to make sure that every single moment of my life, I sow myself and connect myself back to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. This is tawbatan nasuha. What else does nasuha mean? Nasuha means in Arabic is when you purify honey, when honey's become dirty. So sometimes, subhanAllah, you'll boil it. Sometimes you put it through this and that. And you have to clean the honey, right? So you make yourself pure. When a person makes tawbah and nasuha, they're saying, purely, Ya Allah, sincerely for you, Ya Allah, I'm making tawbah. I'm never returning to this sin anymore. Many of us, subhanAllah, have already made the niyyah that after Ramadan, we're going to go back and do the haram that we used to do. Many of us already made the intention that we have committed so many sins, but we'll continue to commit more sins. Or many of us are not making pure intention, right? There's no pureness in it. Allah just said, no, I don't want the fake stuff. Don't give me fake. Allah says, I want nasuh tawbah, a tawbah that you're sincerely, genuinely trying. And secondly, you're not going to rip up the clothing again. Allah just says like that, right? How many times have we ripped up our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I tell you, subhanAllah, the life of humanity is what? That this kapra they just told you about, torne ke, we ripped it and ripped it and ripped it. Here, Allah ta'ala hamara wapas leta. Even after that, Allah ta'ala takes us back. Can you imagine a person like this? In the entire dunya, no human being would be like this. Every day and every night, we commit a sin and a guna. Yet every single moment, Allah says, here, wo, inshallah, ho sakta hai, wo tawbah karenge, inshallah ta'ala. And this is what happens, right? Allah that tells the malaika, because the malaika, every moment they're ready to write. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu Allah that says to the malaika when they see a sin, Allah that says, give him a couple of time, give him some time, perhaps he'll make tawbah. And then they wait one salah time, another salah time, another salah time. Five salah times go back by, and each time they say, Allah, do we write it now? So no, give him a little bit more time, maybe he'll make tawbah. And subhanAllah, finally the next day comes in, and they said, okay, now you can write it down. You know, subhanAllah. You know, could you imagine? This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows how much we commit sins, how many mistakes we make. Allah this is tawbatan nasuha. Make the tawbah. Make the tawbah. Asa rabbukum ayukaffira ankum sayyatikum. Perhaps, Allah says, perhaps your Lord will expiate and remove all your sins. Wa yudkhilakum jannatin, and you'll enter into jannat, gardens, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, which rivers flow underneath. This beautiful, remarkable place, amazing place called Jannah. Yawma la yukhzillahu an-nabi. The day when Allah Ta'ala will never disgrace His Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Walladhina amanu ma'ah. Allah says He gives you a promise. If you can reach me on that day with tawbah, proper tawbah, I will forgive your sins, I'll enter you into Jannah, and I won't disgrace you because you're with my Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because you're with the virtue of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will not find disgrace on that day. Walladhina amanu ma'ahu nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim wa bi'aymanihim. What is the day of judgment like? You find, subhanAllah. Again, it's a day of unbelievable darkness. Illa lil mu'mineen, except for the believers. The believers, subhanAllah, on the day of judgment are people that Allahu Akbar, they have light that is emanating from themselves. You know, people say Nurani Chahra, right? He's like a very beautiful face, right? He has a very Nurani appearance, mashallah. So the thing is that you will be that person, inshallah, on the day of judgment. Not only for yourself, for other people as well. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, Bashir mashaeena bi dhulami bin nuri tammi yawm al qiyamah. Give glad tidings to those who come and walking in the darkness to Isha Salah, Allah says, Rasulullah says, give them glad tidings that they'll have full, complete light on the day of judgment. SubhanAllah. So this nur is real. You'll see it, inshallah ta'ala. It comes out from their faces and from the right. Because why? Because of the good deeds they used to do with their right hands. They used to give sadaqah, they used to make dua, they used to make salah. The book of deeds in the right hand, so the hands will be also shining, right? So now, subhanAllah, this is the way. Where are they walking towards, brothers and sisters in Islam? They're walking towards Jannah. The path that they're shown is Jannah. This nur is a very profound thing. This nur, subhanAllah, while they have it in the hereafter, they will illuminate themselves and they will be able to see which way to walk properly in the day of judgment. They won't walk towards the fire of Jahannam. Inshallah, they'll be walking towards the way of Jannah. While they're walking towards Jannah and they're seeing the nur that's coming out and this beautiful thing that's happening, right? Do you understand how big is the day of judgment plane? Do you understand? It's 50,000 years, right? 50,000 years is for the hisab. How many trillions of human beings are there? It's a huge place. You're going to need guidance. You're going to need to be able to move and walk, and it's going to be complete darkness. And that day, Allah, they gave you nur. Allahu Akbar, you are the most fortunate person, mashallah. In all of existence, you're the most fortunate person. You're walking straight to Jannah, mashallah. At that time, they make this dua. Yaqulun Rabbana atmim lana nurana. They're walking and walking and walking, and they reach the gates of Jannah. And they see Jannah, and they see the beauty of it, and they're amazed by it. And they say, Rabbana atmim lana nurana. Oh Allah, complete this light for us. We want even more now. We want even more now. What is this Noor, brothers of Islam? You're like wondering, like, what do you mean? How? What does this mean? Because they saw the Noor that is coming out right now. Okay, so you see a Noorani Chehra guy here in this dunya. MashaAllah, he's the wali of Allah. The Noor is coming out from his face, something like that, right? But you don't understand that that's not the limit of Allah Ta'ala's Noor. There's no limit to this Noor, right? What is the limit of this Noor? It's nothing. Why? Because it's Allah Ta'ala's Noor. Allah that gave him the sample of this, right? That's why the hadith of Rasulullah SAW says, when the Jannatis go to the marketplaces every Friday, there's a market in Jannah where you can go there and you can swap out like your face and your different designs. You know, like all this AI technology and all these people want these deep fakes and stuff like that. You know, all this stuff is coming because of why? Because humanity has this feeling that we want to be able to do whatever we want. And I said, this is the tabi'ah of insan. Allah that made you from Jannah. You just wish you can be back in Jannah. That's all it is. I said, just make sabr. Don't go towards the deep fakes. Get the real fakes, inshallah ta'ala. You go to Jannah and be real, real, inshallah. Why? Because you go to the marketplace and you can swap out whatever you want. And then you come back home, the Hur al-Ayn is waiting for you. And she says, wow, you seem like you have more nur than before. SubhanAllah. They say that when a person finally sees Allah ta'ala in Jannah, and may Allah grant us that beautiful seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person sees Allah ta'ala, the wives of Jannah come and see him and say, you've received such a nur on your face, it's never been the same. My brothers on Islam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, they said that he had to cover his face when he used to walk around. Why? It's because when he met Allah ta'ala on the mount of Jabal Tur, or when he went up to the mountain and he met Allah ta'ala up there, Mount Sinai. When we went up there, and then Allah Ta'ala said, he said, oh Allah, please show me yourself, right? Show me. And he said, oh Musa, I won't show you, just a little bit, I can only show. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, itni, right? This much was shown of Allah Ta'ala's Nur, and it demolished the mountain. But Musa Alaihi Wasallam survived. So the Nur of Allah Ta'ala, the Jalli, the manifestation remained on his face. So he had to walk around covering his face because it was so beautiful, people couldn't look at him anymore. Extraordinary, extraordinary. What does Noor do for you, brothers and sisters in Islam? With Noor, you can start to see detail. You're never scared when there's light, right? When there's light, it becomes happy. You become content. You become better. You feel good. When you have Noor, you can see detail. All the small little fine points of everything become more clear for you. They're saying, Ya Allah, we're looking at Jannah. But Ya Allah, you can make Jannah even better than this. Jannah can become even more Jannah. We want to see even more beautiful, more barak, more blessed, more Noorani Jannah. Rabbana atmim lana nurana. That's what you're saying. Oh Allah, complete for us our nur. We want even more now. And Ya Allah, let it reach the height of it. Tamam in Arabic, when someone says, how are you, kayfa haluk, you say tamam. Tamam in Arabic is different from kamal. Kamal in Arabic, al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum. I don't know how far I can go. This is already so tiring for me as it is. This kamal in Arabic is when Allah says, today I completed your deen. Kamal and tamam both mean complete. Tamam means complete. Kamal means complete, but there's a difference here. Kamal in Arabic is used when there's a purpose. You're trying to fulfill a purpose. Allah says, feed your children milk. Hawlain kamilain. Feed them for 2 years, complete years. Allah is saying, after the 2 years, it fulfilled the purpose. The purpose is fulfilled. Allah said, al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Today I made kamal of your deen, meaning the purpose of your deen is fulfilled. It becomes like this master key. Now wherever you want to put the deen, right, you can just put it in, you can open the door. But will there be more doors to open? Bishak, you have not opened every door, right? But the deen now is ready as a master key that whatever problem comes up, whatever issue comes up, you can open every door, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? What is tamam though? Tamam is like the complete of complete. Tamam is when you're saying, there's absolutely no problem anymore, no issues anymore. I opened all the doors. There's no other problems. It's like creating this amazing code, you know, for like the programmer. It says that this code is absolute. It has solved every single problem out there. Unbelievable, incredible, right? Never going to happen, but incredible. And when you say tamam, you're saying that, Ya Allah, I want such nur that there's nothing else beyond this nur. Okay, subhanAllah. So what are you asking for? You're asking for Jannatul Fitos. Say, Ya Allah, I don't want the low-level nur. I don't want the 50%. I don't want the skim, the 2% manure. I don't want this type of manure. I want the pure, organic, wholesome, 100% Allah Ta'ala certified nur in Jannatul Fidos. And then you say, waghfir lana. Then you say, Rabbana, atmim lana nurana. Allah, complete for us our nur. Waghfir lana, Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, Jannatis is still asking for forgiveness. Walana, you ask for forgiveness all the time. Aren't we forgiven yet? You know, subhanAllah, like people come up and say such crazy stuff. They say that, Mawlana, you asking for forgiveness all the time. You're telling Ramadan, ask for forgiveness, ask for forgiveness. I just want Allah, the Jannati at the door of Jannah is asking for forgiveness. Do you understand what forgiveness is? Bayakuf, It's what this is your tawbah, this is your connection to Allah. SubhanAllah, had you understood how many sins we made in our life, brothers and sisters of Islam, I didn't start off practicing deen. I learned about deen later on. And learning about deen later on, I understood the value of this iman. This value of iman, I'll never trade it, inshallah. I'll never trade it for the world. I don't want to lose this. I don't want to replace it with anything. I want Allah to give me more. Asking for forgiveness is the way that you get more from Allah Ta'ala. No matter what it is, continue to ask for forgiveness. One poet said it beautifully. He said, قُلْتُ لَهُ تُوبُ قَالَ لَمْ أُذْنِبِي. He said, I told him, make tawbah. He responded to me, I haven't committed a sin. He said, حَيَاتُكَ ذَنْبٌ لَا تُقَاسُ بِهِ ذَنْبُ. He said, your life is a whole sin. No sin can be compared to that. Every moment you live in this life, you should have been remembering Allah. Have you remembered Allah properly? SubhanAllah, one sin that we committed, we saw something with our eyes, which is haram, and we enjoyed it. The very eyes Allah gave me, that Allah doesn't use to look at me. Allah said, you use those eyes to look at haram. Don't you feel bad because of that? Shouldn't we cry a little bit? Shouldn't we make tawbah every single day? Even if we feel forgiven, shouldn't we ask for more forgiveness? Ask and ask and ask and ask. And don't worry, Allah Ta'ala never lets anything go to waste. When you ask for forgiveness, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment will give you the reward of the maghfirah. And you gave him more from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. To atmim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. You say, Maulana, you're asking Allah Ta'ala to give you nur and complete nur and tamam nur and all this nur. Can Allah do it? Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah Ta'ala can do anything. So if you want it, inshallah ta'ala. I tell you, subhanAllah, the best thing that you can do in your life is become a person who regrets and understands they made mistakes. I tell you, subhanAllah, no one likes an arrogant person, and Allah hates the arrogant person. Allah absolutely despises them. Allah that keeps all of our, our weaknesses and our deficiencies always in front of my eyes. I make dua like this, right? It's a hadith, dua of Rasulullah, Allahumma ja'alni fi nafsi saghira wa fi ayuni nasi kabira. Allah that make me small in my own eyes. Allah to make me large in other people's eyes, right? This is a beautiful dua to make. Ya Allah, keep these nuqsan in front of my eyes at all times. You don't want to think you're complete or perfect. Trust me, no, Allah doesn't need a person like that. Allah to love the humble person. And so keeping this in mind, inshallah ta'ala, remind yourself every single time when people say, what do I do to make tawbah properly? I say, raise your hands and think about everything you did wrong in your life. And in one moment, subhanAllah, you ask, Ya Allah, I made all these mistakes, Ya Rabbal Alamin. People are going to make dua tonight, right? At the khatam dua. And I hope, inshallah, that people stay awake at the khatam dua, right? SubhanAllah, this is what you do. Maulana is going to make dua. He's going to continue to make dua. His dua is your dua, but your heart needs to open too. He's going to open his heart, and everyone's heart needs to open as well. I'm not the only one who needs Allah. Everyone needs Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah for maghfirat, brothers and sisters. Ask Allah to save us from fire, Jahannam, inshallah ta'ala. Ask for Jannah Firdaus al-A'la with Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala can do, brothers and sisters. We are gunagar. We don't deserve any of this. Wallahi. Had Allah to just save us from the fire of Jahannam, we would say, even Allah, we deserve that fire. You're just being kind to us. If Allah puts in Jannah Firdaus, Allahu Akbar, a great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, may Allah grant us all tawfiq. It's an ayah number 8 in Surah Tahrim, if you'd like to learn the dua as well.